They did not sing or tell stories that day, nor the next day, nor the day after that. They camped under the stars, and their horses had more to eat than they had. A great mountain, dark and drear, lay before them. There were patches of sunlight on its brown sides, and behind its shoulders the tips of snow peaks gleamed.
Is that the mountain?
Of course not. It's only the beginning of the Misty Mountain.
We've got to get through or over or under it somehow before we can come into Wilderland beyond.
And it's a deal of a way, even from the other side of it, to the lonely mountain in the east where Smaug lies on your treasure.
Right.
Oh.
Now, we mustn't miss the road, or we'll be done for. We need food, for one thing, and rest in reasonable safety.
Where will we find that?
Oh, hidden somewhere ahead of us is the fair valley of Rivendell, where Elrond lives.
Gandalf led the way through unexpected valleys, narrow with deep sides. There were gullies they could almost leap over, but very deep with waterfalls in them. There were dark ravines that one could neither jump nor climb into. There were bogs, some of them green, pleasant places to look at, with flowers growing bright and tall. But a pony that walked there with a pack on its back would never have come out again. Bilbo's pony began to stumble over roots and stones in the gathering darkness. They came to the edge of a steep fall in the ground so suddenly that Gandalf's horse nearly slipped down the slope.
Here it is at last!
Smells like elves.
Down they went into the valley below. Bilbo never forgot the way they slithered and slipped in the dusk down the steep zigzag path into the secret valley of Rivendell. They stayed long in the good house of Elrond, 14 days at least, and they found it hard to leave. Bilbo would gladly have stopped there forever and ever, for Elrond's house was perfect, whether you liked food or sleep or work or storytelling or singing or just sitting and thinking best, or a pleasant mixture of them all. Evil things did not come into that valley. One day, just before they left on their journey, Elrond looked at the swords they had brought from the troll's cave.
These are not troll make. They are old swords. Very old swords of the High Elves of the West, my kin. They were made in Gondolin for the Goblin Wars.
Whence did the trolls get them, I wonder?
They must have come from a dragon's hoard or goblin plunder. And the trolls had plundered the plunderers.
And what do the runes say?
This sword, Gandalf, was Glamdring, the Foehammer, which the king of Gondolin once wore. This Thorin, the runes named Orcrist, the goblin cleaver. It was a famous blade. Keep it well.
I will keep this sword in honor. May it soon cleave goblins once again.
I wish that is likely to be granted soon enough in the mountains. But show me your map.
Here it is.
What is this? There are moon letters here, besides the plain runes which say 5 feet high the door, and 3 may walk abreast.
What are moon letters?
Well, moon letters are rune letters, but you cannot see them, not when you look straight at them. They can only be seen when the moon shines behind them. And what is more, with a more cunning sort, it must be a moon of the same shape and season as the day when they were written. The dwarfs invented them and wrote them with silver pens.
What do they say?
Stand by the gray stone when the thrush knocks, and the setting sun, with the last light of Durin's day, will shine upon the keyhole.
Durin. He was the father of the fathers of the eldest race of dwarves, the Longbeards, and my first ancestor. I am his heir.
Then what is Durin's day?
The first day of the dwarves' new year. It is the first day of the last moon of autumn. We still call it Durin's day when the last moon of autumn and the sun are in the sky together.
Is there any more riding?
None to be seen by this moon.
The next morning was a midsummer's morning as fair and fresh as could be dreamed. Blue sky and never a cloud, and the sun dancing on the water. Now they rode away amid songs of farewell and good speed, with their hearts ready for more adventure, and with a knowledge of the road they must follow over the misty mountains to the land beyond.